Now the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show continues.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
In the Bucks tonight, Thursday night football. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. If you want to join the program, the phone number is 312-332-3776. We're breaking down the Bears all the way till kickoff. And Adam, when we look at this game, how did this team get here? They're 3-1 and they've won their games in close fashion. And then we see last week, the offense looked terrible, and the Colts run the ball out in the fourth quarter. The score a little bit closer than the way the game felt, 19-11. But basically, the record of 3-1 for the Chicago Bears heading into this contest against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers does not feel like a 3-1. It feels like a team that is a lot less successful than a team that has 3 wins through 4 weeks. And I think tonight is a big test because you are facing a legitimate 3-1 team. The Bucs are a good team, and by all the metrics, that would suggest that the Bucs are actually better than the 3-1 record that they hold. So tonight is a fascinating matchup to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at it, if you want to go through it, I mean, the Bears are a catch in the end zone from a rookie against the Lions to losing that game. They're an extra 2 minutes maybe away from losing to the Giants. If games were...
How about 30 seconds?
If games were 62 minutes as opposed to 60 minutes.
Right, the Giants had them on the ropes.
And, you know, barring a comeback and a quarterback change against Atlanta and a complete meltdown from that team, as we've seen from them in the past few weeks since the season started, you could be 0-4, but you're not. You're 3-1. You have a chance at making the playoffs. And you mentioned the Bucs being better than their record indicates. If you go by DVOA, and we trust the DVOA above anything else here, they're the number one team in DVOA. They have the 7th best offense, the 2nd best defense, and 25th in special teams is what's bringing them down. And we talked to Aaron Schatz earlier this week from Football Outsiders, who goes through and analyzes all the DVOA numbers. And he said that basically they're the worst number one team that they've had based on their metrics, and that's because of special teams. You look at the Bears, 22nd overall, 27th in offense, 7th in defense. We were taking calls, and I still don't understand this, Chris. We're taking calls during Waddle and Sylvie about Chuck Pagano being out, and when can they get a new defensive coordinator? They're 7th in DVOA. They still have a top 10 defense by a lot of metrics.
Well, the problem was the heights that they hit in 2018.
Okay,
they haven't lived up to
that.
That's
not going to happen again.
No, I know it's not, but I think Bears fans expect that because the names are the same. Which names have changed from that defense we saw in 2018 to what we have now?
Well, if anything, you've upgraded because you added Robert Quinn. Jalen Johnson has been great.
So I think it's fair for Bears fans to ask, why has the production not been the same?
I think that you're not going to get the turnovers. That, like, we've talked about this many times. There were balls that literally bounced into the hands of Eddie Jackson, and he ran it back for a touchdown. The ball, the weirdest shape ball of any sport bounces a different way, and that is just a fumble recovery and not a pickup for a touchdown. You know, they were very fortunate. They had historic turnover numbers that aren't going to be replicated. But this is still a top 10 defense. This is still a defense that can win you a Super Bowl. But I will tell you this, Chris. Yeah, I will tell you this. If you go to ESPN.com today, Aaron Schatz, who we just mentioned, had an article about the most surprising thing about each NFC team. And what he said about the Bears are the 7th team defensively, according to DVOA. They're 27th in first down defensive DVOA. 31% of first downs against the Bears result in a new set of downs. That means that 31% of the times, a third of the time, when teams line up for first down against the Bears, they get another first down. That's 27th in the NFL. The NFL average is 23%. The Bears are at 31%.
And that's why when we have been talking about this all week long on the show, about the Bears defense needing to get off the field, stuff to get off the field with on first down, the team's converting. right? Especially late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I've got a log cap off of Twitter here.
Ooh, tweet something.
No.
Tweet something.
I'm not good. Should I at least retweet our show?
Yeah. Give us a promo. Give us a promo. Right, tweet it.
Do you think he'll get mad if I do that? Quote tweet it.
Love listening. Listen to my guys right now. Listen to my guys. This show is great. And put up like the listen to the tall dudes from Libertyville. Put that on there. Listen to my guys, comma, the tall dudes from Libertyville.
Hold on, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm trying to log into Twitter as we're starting off the show. Aaron Schatz, by the way, check out the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Mm-hmm. Black and Abdallah, we talked to him the other night. A lot of great information about the Bucks and the Bears, and also the rest of the National Football League.
I'll let you tweet that while I read some. We're getting great interaction on Twitch. You can watch us on Twitch as always.
Cap left himself logged in. I mean, you know, he's coming at us the other day because he didn't know how to do a virtual wave on a Zoom call.
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Okay. Shermanati on here says the Patterson will score a touchdown on a kickoff or punt return. Rutan wants to know when Fangio gets pumped in Denver, can we have him back? I don't know. Antoine Thomas says, right, just like we saw how dominant the Cubs have been since 2016. That's a good point. But what's there... Antoine, is the numbers are still there. The Bears were a top 5 defense, then they were a top 10 defense. They're still a top 10 defense today. As we go into this game against the Bucks, they are the 7th best defense according to DVOA. They are still a top 10 defense.
You want me to say, listen to my guys, the tall guys from Libertyville? Does that look good?
Listen to my guys, the tall guys from Libertyville. Yeah, that's perfect.
Is that cool? Is that all right? Yeah. Is that not doing anything inappropriate, right?
That's coach.
He left himself logged in here. What?
Yeah, I mean, you at least have to tweet something.
All right. Okay, hold on. He's going to get mad at me, though. You know that.
Why? It's promotion.
That's how it works. Let's go to Pat in Wicker Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pat?
Pat!
Hey, guys. I agree with your take here.
Pat, should I tweet this? Cap left this signed in. Should I tweet it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, all right. Carry on with your Bears thought. Go ahead.
So, you guys bring up a good point about the DVOA on defense, but like back in the Lovey days, you heard defense calling out offense and Ron Rivera's calling the defense, whoever's calling the offense. Nagy is calling the offense. He's the head coach. No one's going to be calling out the offense on the team. That's the issue.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, Pat. Thanks for the phone call again. And, you know, like when you look at how this is all kind of working out, and because Nagy doesn't really have anything to do with that side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And it was Vic Fangio running that defense, which I think to this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, most Colts fans were not happy with the way the Colts defense was ran under Pagano either. Like the last time Pagano had real success was when he was with the Ravens. Right, as a defensive coordinator,
if I'm remembering correctly. Yes.
And so, you know, we do have this idea where he did have success. He got to a new spot. He was the head coach, didn't have the same success, loses the gig. Now he's here with the Bears. And maybe it's the same collection of talent, but the scheme is not quite the same. And that's why you're not getting the same results.
Look, you gave up 17 points to the Giants. I understand you gave up 26 points to Atlanta, but that's a very good offense. Yes, they were without Julio Jones. But in a loss to the Colts where you lost 19-11, you give up 19 points to a team you should be able to win. Like, look at the scores around the NFL. If you're only giving up 19 points, then you should be winning those games. You should be able to, your offense should be able to score minimum 3 touchdowns a game. Because look around the NFL, scores are in the high 30s, the 40s, the 50s in some cases. I mean, if Matt Nagy is supposed to be this offensive genius, and create this offensive juggernaut of a team, then where is it? If your defense is only giving up 19 points a game, you should be winning that game.
This is the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. Points Bet Sportsbook, the fast and easy way to bet. Download the Points Bet app now. 312-332-3776. Here's the question on the table. Bears and Bucks on the lakefront, Thursday night football. Who's the one player you're looking forward to stepping up tonight for the Chicago Bears? Who's the one player that you say, this guy needs to have a great game for the Chicago Bears to win tonight? I think there's a lot of ways we can go here. Mm-hmm. I think a name that jumps off the page to me immediately is Khalil Mack. If Khalil Mack has a game record type of game tonight, I think the Bears can win this football game. obviously, Allen Robinson's a wide receiver we've seen to this point in the season. He's putting up nice numbers as a number one wide receiver. Are you looking for Robinson? Is it David Montgomery? Do you want to see him carry the rock tonight? Or is it the quarterback who didn't look good against the Colts and how he needs to actually step up and play well against another really good quarterback to give this team a chance? Who's the one player? 312-332-3776. As I ask you the question, who's the one player the Bears need to step up tonight so they can win this football game?
See, I don't think it's Nick Foles because, as I said yesterday and before, I don't think you're going to see significant improvement from this offense in a short week, especially against the second-ranked defense in the NFL and the Bucs. We saw what they did against the Colts. This Bucs team is only allowing 64 rushing yards on the ground. Now, they allow 270 passing yards a game, so if Nick Foles is going to have a good game, it might come tonight where a defense is susceptible to the pass, but if Nat Nagy abandons the run and they know you're just going to throw, then we saw what that kind of result leads to against the Colts. So I don't think it's going to be someone on the offense, Chris, just because you've had a short week, you can't really install anything new. I look for that to happen against the Panthers because you have 10 days to get ready for them. You have 10 days of Nick Foles taking those first down, those first team reps. We'll look at the loss against the Colts, and we'll look at tonight should they lose this game, and obviously we hope that they don't. But if they lose against the Bucs, we'll look at those two games and say, if Nick Foles was starting from the jump, could he have won those games? Could he have performed better in those games against top defenses if he had more reps with the first team and he was starting those first three games of the season?
312-332-3776. Who's the one player you're looking to step up tonight? Casey and Melrose, you're on ESPN 1000. Who's that one player you're looking for, Casey?
Well, boys, I wanted to talk about why everybody's giving defense a hard time. It'll make it really quick. I think it's because when you watch the Bears' offense, it is such a struggle to put points on the board. Like, it feels like, you know, I want to rip my hair out. It's so hard for us to score points. So it makes that 19 points that the Colts score so much, more visible. It just, you know, you feel it so much harder, you know?
No, I know what you mean, Casey, and I think that, yeah, you're right. They do deserve some criticism. They did not have a very good game. But if you look at the stats, the team isn't performing poorly. Like Jalen Johnson
and
Kyle Fuller are two of the top three in completion percentage against in the league.
Yeah. I 100% agree, but I'm just saying it's so difficult for us to score. But when the Colts put up 19 points like it's easy, it makes those 19 points look so much different than our – you know, three, impossible for us to score.
Yeah. Casey, who are you looking to step up tonight for the Bears?
Nick. The only man that matters. I wanted to say his nickname, but I know I'm lying.
I'm glad you censored yourself. I'm
Thank
glad
you for the censoring.
I'm
yes.
glad so, you censored so yourself. Close. Thank you for doing that. Yes.
We
yes.
all said it in our heads. Thank you, Casey. Appreciate the phone call. 312-332-3776. All right, we got the phone calls going. We'll take your calls coming up next. Who's the one player you're looking for the Bears to step up tonight so they can beat the Bucks? Your call's next.
Chicago's home for sports, talking Bears football. Back with more Bears Insights after a timeout.
ESPN 1000.
Bears Bucks tonight, 7:20 on Fox. Thursday night football. Who's the one Bear you're looking to step up tonight so the Bears can beat the Bucks? Let's go to Nick and Skokie. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Nick.
My call again. Great show. I need to preface this by saying, because I don't think I said it to you guys the last time I called, but I'm a huge Raiders fan. I'm not a Bear fan, but I do live in this city and support them whenever I can. And I think that it's got to be Khalil. And here's why I think it's got to be Mac. Obviously, one, I'm partial because I still wish he was in silver and black. But I think that when – I know teams are throwing double teams at him, which is the right thing to do when you can make that much disruption. But whoever's playing opposite of Khalil really has to take advantage of the situation if he's being double teamed. Last thing I read was that he had a sack and a half so far during the first four games, And he's way more disruptive than that. Based on what the last caller said when he said, look, it's got to be Nick Foles, I think if Nick Foles has a good game, it keeps the game close. But if we're talking defensively, if Mac can get to a strip sack or get to Brady, and I know no quarterback likes to get sacked, but, man, I feel like Brady really hates getting sacked. And no one hates Tom Brady more than me, but I feel like Khalil has to have one of those games where, like, he's all over the field and it almost feels like the Bears have three or four more guys on defense than the Bucks have on offense. Thank you again, guys, for taking my call. You guys do great.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Let me add this to Nick's point, too. Someone, because my answer, Chris, is simple. It's not any one person. It's the defensive line. The defensive line needs to step up. Well, because he said either whoever's opposite Mac, whoever's, well, they move him around. So whoever's lining up, whether it's Akeem Hicks, whether it's Khalil Mack, Tom Brady has a 2.5 QBR when pressured. Second worst in the NFL. You have to get to Tom Brady. I don't care who it is. It can be anybody. I don't care. That's why I'm saying it doesn't matter to me. If we were doing a Mongo's man-ups on this Bears pregame show, I'd tell you the defensive line needs to man up. The defensive line needs to man up because Tom Brady has the second worst QBR in the NFL when he's pressured. He has a 75.7 QBR when he plays from a clean pocket. It's not great. It's like middle of the NFL. It's right around 17th. But when he's pressured, second worst in the NFL. You have to make him uncomfortable, and that comes from the defensive line.
That's not new.
No, I know it's not new.
No, your stat, perfect. I agree. That's a key. Absolutely. Haven't we known that about Brady for, what, the last 5 years?
Yes.
When was the last time someone said, yeah, you know, actually, don't make Brady uncomfortable in the pocket? Right?
Like, let him throw from a clean pocket.
That's the scheme for every defense every week against Tom Brady.
But if I told you...
I agree with you.
But... are you surprised that he becomes the second worst quarterback in the NFL when he's pressured?
No, because I thought I vaguely remember that, like, that was something we knew like 2 years ago, is that when Brady faces pressure, mm-hmm. he's awful. But when he has time, he's the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. And, here's the other thing. And to the last caller selecting Khalil Mack. Again, we've mentioned it on the show this week. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. 6 to 8 every night right here on ESPN 1000.
Hi.
Mac has been good.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch games on Sundays, there are individuals who disrupt and change games. And I feel as if I have not seen Khalil Mack do that for the Bears in quite some time. I feel like it's been a minute since he has completely taken over games. And I don't know if that's on me because I remember his first game vividly in my mind with the Chicago Bears and the fact that he completely changed that game and he was so great on a national stage. But to me, he is not giving us top five disruption each and every week. And that's how we lose a game against the Colts because he doesn't, like, he has the talent, and I get it. You can give me all the nerd stats you want, the PFFs and the whatever stats, all the stupid stats of, oh, he's breaking a, there are two guys on him and every other play, and he's breaking through. Well, guess what? Give me a sack. Can I have sacks? And can I get a ball on the ground? Let's go to Adam and Joliet. I'm fired up. I want Khalil Mack to do something disruptive tonight.
Can I have what?
Can he hit Brady
you have
hard?
What?
Can he smash Brady into the ground?
Can you have what?
Sacks.
Oh, okay.
Adam and Joliet, you're on ESPN. I'm fired up, Abdallah. Joliet. Adam, what's
I'm
up, man?
I'm fired up.
Let's go, Bears.
So, what my question is, you know, with Pace and Nagy, you know, when they do the draft, I know that I'm sure they talk to each other, like, you know, do you like this guy? Can you, you know, how do you see him in your offense? Why the hell did we draft a tight end and we don't even use him? Like, I don't even know his name anymore.
Cole Kmet.
It's Cole Kmet, and he grew up a
Bears.
Adam. His name's Cole Kmet. He grew up a Bears fan.
Yeah.
He went to Notre Dame, and he's playing for his favorite team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's working out real good now.
I feel like, Adam, I understand what you're saying. And yes, Cole Kmet needs to step up more. And Matt Nagy had the dumbest thing I think he's ever said so far when he's like, yeah, we need to get Cole Kmet in on more plays. It's like, you control this. You are the one that controls the plays. You call the plays. Call his number more often.
There's a reason why Andy Reid took the play calling back. Do you remember that game where they had like a 21-point lead and Nagy's like, let's just pass every down and give the Titans a chance?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Adam, and thank you for the phone call. And this is what you're referencing to. Here's Matt Nagy earlier this week. He was asked why Cole Kmet has not played more snaps.
I would say to start off, JJ, that 15 is not enough. He needs to be out there more, number one. So we're aware of that, and he is doing a really good job at taking in this offense, which we knew from the get-go that he was going to do. So now that he knows the tempo of the games, the adjustments, things that go on within the game, I feel like he's ready. So I hope here you guys will start seeing more of him. He's going to get more opportunities as we go. He's earned that right. And, you know, that'll be our job as coaches to make sure it's more than 15.
So to me, that answer from this week.
Why aren't you using
it? Hold on. So to me, that answer from Nagy this week means Komet's going to be out there for at least 50% of the snaps, right?
I would hope more.
At least
you brought in Jimmy Graham.
He played 15 last
week. You gave him $99 million, and he's good in the red zone because he's tall, because he's 7 feet tall and he can reach over defenders and he can pick the ball off. That's fine. I get it. But the rest of the field, until you get into that red zone, the other 80 yards of the field, why aren't you using Cole Kmet? What you drafted? You used what your first draft pick on him, not first round, but use your first pick on him.
Yeah, he should be playing. I agree. Let's go to Kevin on 290. Who's the one player you're looking to step up tonight for the Bears? Kevin, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey boys, how we doing?
We're good, man. I want Khalil Mack to do something good tonight.
I do too. You know who else I want to bring some electricity tonight is Eddie Jackson. I feel like he's been having a pretty quiet year so far, and, you know, in the past couple years, really brought that energy on defense. I feel like you guys talked about Khalil Mack putting pressure on Tom Brady. We all know he's bad under pressure. We all know he's given up a few pick sixes in the past few weeks, dating back to last season. But I feel like Eddie's got to be in a good position to capitalize on that pressure we're bringing on the defensive line tonight.
Absolutely. Good call, Kevin. And that's where, you know, Kyle Fuller, mm-hmm. Eddie Jackson, mm-hmm. and the thing with Eddie Jackson is he definitely is a ball hawk, but I need him to be able to tackle in the red zone and tackle near the goal line. I feel as if there's too many times that he is just unwilling to mix it up when the Bears are in a spot to keep a team out of the end zone.
It feels like he's trying to make that pick six play as opposed to covering his man and tackling properly.
Right.
And look, you play defense for a reason, like, because you can't catch, right? You know, like he was really good at Alabama at returning punts and kickoffs. Broke his leg. They got him in the fourth round because of that broken leg. And he was good that year when they were getting turnovers left and right. And now and then he got paid for it. And now he needs to step up. And you need to be making those plays. Jalen Johnson's played really well. Kyle Fuller has been playing really well. Eddie Jackson, you're right. Eddie Jackson definitely needs to step up and be a better defender and not just a guy who can catch the ball and return it when the quarterback screws up. That being said, Tom Brady has had more turnovers this year. So it could be an opportunity for an Eddie Jackson pick six tonight.
312-332-3776 if you want to join the program. Also, our Twitcher is ESPN 1000 Chicago, the Twitch chat.
Tonight.
What do we got? We have a virtual happy hour getting ready for the game tonight.
People are drinking beer. People all are right. Drinking whiskey. People are whatever you want to be drinking. People are saying, they're commenting, all that good stuff. It's popping in the chat tonight. People are getting ready for the Bears game.
Jim in Downers Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. Who's the one player you're looking forward to stepping up tonight for the Bears?
So kind of crazy, but I say it has to be Leno. He's got to go penalty free. He's got to stop whiffs on the line. And if he can play a game, they're going to get the extra play or two they need and stop the negative yardage. So I say Leno has to show up today.
That's a good call, Jim. I think keeping Nick Foles upright and allowing him to have a clean pocket to at least make throws down the field that need time for the routes to develop, that's going to be key tonight. You know, we know that Nick Foles is not going to be very mobile back there, mm-hmm. which I'm okay with if he can get the plays off that Nagy mm-hmm. wants to actually run.
Can I say something that's going to be taken completely out of context? And please don't dump me. I want to see some holes tonight. Okay? Because this Bucs team only gives up 64 rushing yards a game. I want this Bears team, this offensive line, to take over. And it's going to be tough because this Bucs defensive line, they are monsters out there. Do you want to see some monsters in the midway? They're on the other team tonight. in that Bucs defensive line. So create some holes.
What was that again that you wanted to
say? Twitch got it. Yeah, I want to see some holes tonight.
Okay. PointsBet Sportsbook is the fast and easy way.
I'm sure they're happy with this.
To bet. Download the PointsBet app now. Bleck and Abdallah here with you, talking Bears. You can call us at 312-332-3776. At one player you're looking to step up tonight for the Bears. We'll talk to you next.
This is the PointsBet Sportsbook pregame show with Fred Huebner and Brian Hanley. On the new ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
PointsBet Sportsbook is the fast and easy way to bet on sports you care about. Download the PointsBet app now and get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20. With the promo code ESPN.
Wait, how much?
$100.
You know what they have tonight? I was on their app earlier.
$100 in free bets.
You know what they have tonight?
Promo code ESPN.
You can bet the Bears at +86.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the Action Network talking about that, promoting it.
Turn $25 into $50 if the Bears lose by 86 points or less. So look.
That's a must do.
Look, hold on.
That's great.
The GOAT's in town.
Yeah, he's not going to win by 86. It's not happening. I will bet you that bet. You want to bet that bet?
No. I mean, that's free money. It's free money.
I agree. It's smart.
Bet $25 to win $25. It's free money.
So download the PointsBet app now. Get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20 with the code ESPN. Jack in Wheaton, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think that the one person that needs to step up for the Bears is David Montgomery, really anyone in the running game. I think that the biggest thing with transitioning to Nick Foles is going to be protecting him in the pocket, and we're way too predictable of an offense right now. You've got the running game maybe on first and second down in the first half, and then we completely abandon it whenever we get down 3, 6 points, anything. And you saw it last week. I mean, Nick Foles can't move around like Mitch does. I mean, that's one of Mitch's strengths. He nearly got his knee blown out throwing to Cordell Patterson. And I think to be able to have any success on offense, we need to get – I mean, I don't know if you guys have this. Do you guys have how many rushing touchdowns we have this year? Because just racking my brain, I don't remember any rushing touchdowns.
It is zero. It is officially zero. The Bears are the only team in the NFL to not have a rushing touchdown so far this season.
It's early.
So how about we get one rushing touchdown today, and then we'll feel a little bit better? I mean, this is honestly – I don't know if there's any 3-1 team in the history of football that I felt worse watching – as a Bears fan than this year watching this team.
Wow, really?
Well, it's kind of like at the, you know, when you're watching a horror
Thanks
movie.
Thanks for the call, Jack.
You're watching a horror movie, and at the beginning you're like, I'm loving all these characters, but like four of them are going to die. That's how it feels.
So what are you saying? The Bears are running upstairs when they should be running out the front door?
Yeah, and stop. Don't stop. Like Drew Barrymore, you're running. When you see your parents at the beginning of Scream, don't stop. Just keep running. No, why are you stopping?
You stop there on the...
Why are you stopping on the grass? Why are you stopping on the grass? Why?
You got to tie your shoe. Yeah.
No, there's no shoe tying. Just you don't stop and go, Mom, you just keep running.
You might
running.
Have to go back and take the popcorn off the
no,
stove.
No, just
you know
keep
that?
Running.
You don't want it to burn.
Just keep running.
I'm stunned by that. What, is everyone a hater in this town?
No,
they're
it's
3-1.
Yeah, but you kind of know what's coming.
I'm not saying Jack's a hater. I'm just saying I don't think that we know what's coming.
What is
I think
it, the chair? Calling people haters?
No. Here's the deal.
What's up with you?
Here's the deal. We've talked about it.
I thought you logged Cap out of that Twitter account.
I didn't. I don't think he was happy that we tweeted that either. Here's the deal. We've talked about it all week. You're 3-1. You're sitting in great position to get a playoff spot this year. Do you realize how poorly this team would have to play over the course of the next 12 weeks to miss the playoffs? And like, if that's what happens, if they play so poorly that they miss the playoffs with an extra team getting in from each conference, that means Matt Nagy will be fired. Mm-hmm. Ryan Pace will be fired. Mm-hmm. We know that Nick Foles is not the long-term solution, but maybe he'll be back next year as just a stopgap after you draft a quarterback in the first round and you'll be drafting a quarterback in the first round, probably the top 10 picks, mm-hmm. because the Bears are going to have such a crappy record, because if that's the case, you're only going to win 5 games. You already won 3. That means over the course of the next 12, you're going to win 2 games? You guys are all out of your minds. They're at least going to go half. They'll win half, at least. They're going to at least get to 9.
Will they?
I think they will. I think you're going a little overboard on this team being that bad. They're not that bad. I get it. They got lucky. Totally lucky. I agree with you. Giants, Lions, luck.
I haven't seen...
I just think you're going a little overboard. And that's a good call, Jack. But they're in good position right now to get to the playoffs.
Look, good teams win early, lucky teams
win what
late.
Happens if they win tonight?
Good teams win early.
Will you flip your attitude there?
No, if they go out and they beat this is... Look,
because if they win tonight, you're really set up well.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And this has the... Remember, was it 2 years ago, the game against the Rams at home? It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a sloppy, low-scoring game.
Sloppy, low-scoring game. It was cold. Yeah. And everybody was like, man... The Bears are legit.
Yeah.
Like, that was the game where it's like, this defense is legit. The Bears are legit.
Yeah, they showed up.
If you do that tonight, then fine.
Like,
but until then, here's what good teams win early, bad teams win, or lucky teams win late, right? The Bears got lucky their first couple games.
Oh, you mean in the game, not the length of the season.
Not like the length of the season. Okay. Good teams, like the Ravens, run it up early.
Because lucky teams win early, and then by the time it gets cold around Thanksgiving, they're not around
during
anymore.
During games. You don't come... Lucky teams have games like they did against the Falcons, like they did against the Lions. Lucky teams have those games.
I get it. They haven't looked good. But I'm looking at it from a perspective that the numbers are in their favor... And I don't think that it's as bad as it looked against the Colts. Jay in Calumet Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing today? Hey, I think the player that needs to step up is our defensive coordinator. You can't rush 4 guys, and we have the other team got 5 or 6 guys blocking. It's just like having a Jaguar driving it like a Volkswagen. You know, let those guys be aggressive.
Jay, what kind of dog do you
have? What kind of dog, Jay?
I'm moving to the front so you can hear me.
What kind of dog?
What's your dog's name?
Blue, Miss Blue. She's a girl.
Miss Blue.
All right,
hello,
Blue.
Miss Blue.
You give Blue. It's a Bears Thursday. You give Blue a little extra treat tonight.
I will. Hey, right. Thanks for taking
my
call.
Jay, absolutely. What does Miss Blue think of the game? Who's going to win?
She sits right there and watches. She's a Bear fan.
Of course she is.
Thanks for the call, Jay. We appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
I wonder if Gus is at home with Autumn. And I wonder if he has his bandana on tonight.
Oh, you got like a little Bears bandana?
Yeah, he's got a Bears bandana.
Yeah, see, Penny doesn't play that. She doesn't wear stuff. She pulls it off.
Really?
She can't wear stuff. She doesn't like it.
Gus is a little fancy at times. He likes wearing things.
She likes to be free.
Well, Gus likes to wear a little.
She's a nude dog. She likes to be free.
My dog, the moment he wakes up, he wants his collar on and he wants his little vest on and he wants to wear little pieces.
What, he's got
of
meetings?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's got like a business.
He's
meeting?
Got some Zoom calls.
He's got a whole thing, and he'll come over and he'll paw me because he wants to wear stuff. Mm-mm. It's a whole deal. Nah. George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, George?
Hell, gentlemen, I want Roquan to kick some butt and take over, get in to Tom Brady's head tonight and excite the team by making some huge blasting hits. I'm psyched.
I like that, George. And Bears going to win tonight?
I think they're going to win tonight, but it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I'm with you there on the tough game. I think the Buccaneers will find a way to win. And probably, is the number still 3.5? Because I think they're going to find a way to cover as well.
Check the PointsBet app here. It is 3.5.
Yeah. And all week, it's fluctuated, right? It opened much higher, 5.5. It's dropped down. It was at 4.5 the other day. Now it's at 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think this Bucs team is good. Really good. And I know I'm trying to tell you guys to say that the Bears aren't as bad as you think they are. But I think this Bucs team is better. Let's go to Pat in Bellwood. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Pat?
What's up, boys? It's Pat the Designer back on here.
What up, Pat?
Check him out on Twitter, Pat the Designer. What's up, man?
Good to see y'all. Good to hear y'all, man. I see y'all on Twitch over here. I got y'all playing in the other room. Listen.
We're wearing our Bears gear today, Pat.
I got a little quarter zip.
I see you. I see you. Look good. You look good. Doing a little something extra with the hair?
Me or Abdallah?
Yes.
I just haven't gotten cut in a while. The fro is back. The quarantine and the lack of haircuts has been like, you got to bring the fro back. I had a massive fro in high school, and so now it's like it's time to go home again.
Do
and
it,
bring
bro.
That back.
Do it. Bring it home. Come home. Now, this is the person I need to see step up most is Akeem Hicks, y'all. And I'll tell you why. The year, 2018, when Khalil Mack comes to the Bears, super dominant, right? Super dominant. But the reason is Akeem Hicks is blowing pressure up the middle, and all of a sudden a quarterback's got to choose which direction to go. Do I go left or right? Back there to take the quarterback down in that situation. This season, I'm seeing Mack get in the backfield, blowing double teams out. If you just zero in on Mack, he's literally throwing human beings out of the way. It's fairly impressive. It's like Thanos. But all of a sudden, all the quarterbacks are doing are taking one step up. I saw Phillip Rivers literally step towards Akeem Hicks and then just take off for a 5-yard run. Like, we're letting Phillip Rivers run. That tells you right there that this defensive line, the middle has to get more pressure, because if they're able to push up, all of a sudden you got two options. You got Robert Quinn or you got Khalil Mack, and neither of those is a good option.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Pat. Thanks for the phone call. And, you know, if you get the pressure inside, up front, into Brady's face, you know, we've talked about it here on the show that obviously Brady's production goes down when there's pressure, and then you can have the two on the side try and pick him off, at least in the backfield. And, you know, I'm also looking for someone like Danny Trevathan. Can we see him make some plays tonight as well? Mm-hmm. It seems as if most Bears fans are pretty down on Trevathan to this point in the season.
Yeah, he doesn't look like himself. He doesn't look like he has his legs yet. He doesn't look like he's in football shape right now. I don't know if the shortened shortened preseason and not having preseason games and getting warmed up has affected him, but he doesn't look like the same guy out there.
Okay, we have two callers from Denver on the line.
Denver.
Which one do you want first, Nate or Logan?
Logan.
Okay, we're going to Logan in Denver, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Logan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
What do you think of tonight's game?
I think the Buccaneers' defense is pretty good as far as running game goes. I think BDN's going to have an hell of a game.
Thanks for the call, Logan. Nick Foles is going to have a hell of a game. Let's go to Nate in Denver, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Go ahead, Nate.
Fellas, I want to see J.P. Holt step up. I want his snap counts through the roof, because that would mean Nagy is calling an NFL football game and shoving his Arena League play sheet up his pocket.
Okay, nice edit there. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it.
Shout out to Denver. Can we give a shout out to Denver, our listeners on the ESPN Chicago app from Denver?
Denver.
I love it. Do you have some prop bets for us?
I do. I've actually put it in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000. I said best bets tonight's Let's Go. And so we've got some best bets in here as well from the people in the Twitch chat.
This is the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. We'll give you some prop bets coming up next.
More coming up on the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Chris Bleck, Adam Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. It's the Points Bet Sportsbook Bears pregame show. Points Bet Sportsbook, the fast and easy way to bet. Download the Points Bet app now. All right, so let's go through some of the prop bets as we head into tonight's action. Let's go over to the Points Bet Sportsbook and check out some of the things that we should probably keep our eyes on and put some money down on as we head into this game. Bears and Bucks on the lakefront.
So the Bears are getting 3.5 tonight. They're plus 3.5. The over-under right now is 44, with the juice coming in on the under. That's about minus 115. The Bears are plus 165 on the money line right now. So when I like to look at prop bets, Chris, I look at first to score a touchdown,
okay,
right?
What do we got?
Have yet to allow a wide receiver to score a touchdown. So, you know, you look at guys like Leonard Fournette, who's active at 13-1. And if you want to look
So you're assuming the Bucks will score the first touchdown.
No,
tonight?
I'm just going through the order. I'm going through the order.
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette is 13-1. A guy like Allen Robinson is 8.5-1 if you want the Bears. Jimmy Graham, who's had some red zone success, is 15-1 right now. If you want if you think they're gonna score their first touchdown from a running back, their first rushing touchdown, David Montgomery is 7.5-1 right now to score. How about this? You want the hometown kid, national TV, home game, first nationally televised game for the hometown kid, Cole Kmet, for the first touchdown?
I think this is going to be a fun sprinkle. How many? What's the odds here?
33-1.
Kind of like that.
For Cole Kmet as first touchdown.
Maybe put $10 on it for fun.
Why not? Riley Ridley, who's inactive, so I don't know why he's on here. but then you can also do any time scoring touchdown. So Allen Robinson is like +155 for any time. Gronk is 2-1 for any time touchdown.
What's at Allen Robinson for first again?
First is 7.5-1.
Give me that one.
I think so. 8.5-1.
I'm going to take Allen Robinson. That's
who I'm going. 8.5-1. All right. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on Cole Kmet. 33-1.
All right.
Throw a little 10, like 10 spot on that.
I like that.
Why not?
What do you have for, do you see rushing yards? Can we get some rushing yards for David Montgomery?
You got to allow me to.
Because I think that's going to be a
key. David Montgomery is over 46.5 yards. He's set at 46.5 yards. Ronald Jones is set at, this shows you the kind of respect they have.
Ronald
Jones.
You know where he went, right? Rojo went to USC, fight on.
71.5 yards. For Rojo.
Yes.
If you want David Montgomery to have 75 yards or more, that's at +250, so 2.5-1. David Montgomery to get over 100 yards is 5.5-1.
Well, let's talk this out, right? The second best rush defense in the NFL, mm-hmm. the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. But we know that Matt Nagy and the Bears, when he has some form of a balanced offense, they're way more successful. Mm-hmm. In the games that they lose, he's lost 14 games as Bears head coach. And they've only lost four of those games where they actually out-rushed the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
So when they attempt rushes, the production for the offense goes up. And so I'm thinking if you can get David Montgomery, what was it again? It was like 49?
Yeah.
49.5?
46.5.
46.5. And then you said there's better odds at 75 than 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know if he can get to 100.
No.
But if you think the Bears are going to win tonight, doesn't Montgomery have to get to at least 75 yards?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to talk out here
yes.
with you.
Yes. I like that. I like that. If you want to go to the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000. Big 747 dude likes the total, the under. Roderick James is listening to the baseball show. He likes the Dodgers team total over 5.5. I just like that one. We asked what's your best bet tonight, and he said that
Dodgers
play. Anthony Miller, Enderuk. I don't know. I think I'll hope I'm saying that the right way. Anthony Miller, 2 touchdowns, 45-1.
Wow.
Said he's taking a flyer on that.
Is he going to catch them both, or is that just 2 touchdowns?
Someone wants to bet Anthony Miller drop touchdown passes and see if we can do that. Eric, producing the show tonight, chimed in with A-Rob over 70.5 receiving yards.
I like that. Yeah, and pair that with a touchdown mm-hmm. from Allen Robinson. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel, whatever. Bears in the over parlay. So we parlayed the Bears and the over. So you can also tease those, too. You could tease. You get the Bears to I believe you can get them to, like, +10 or +9.
Now, do you have passing yards from Tom Brady and Nick Foles on there? Because I think that's going to be key here. The PointsBet Sportsbook app, check it out. And I think Nick Foles, if he could get over that, like, 260 threshold, and I think the over-under for his yards will be a little bit lower than
it's
that.
It's set for Foles at 250.5
If Foles is somewhere around 260, I think that's a good play for you. And then also, Tom Brady, is he going to be throwing
264.5 for Tom Brady?
A whole bunch mm-hmm. on the Chicago Bears defense.
How about attempts? So We know that Nagy likes to abandon the run and throw the ball
early,
a ton.
Early.
Foles' attempts are at 37 and a half.
Okay, so here's my logic with this. If you think that Nagy will drop the run game like it's hot in the first quarter, like maybe two possessions, mm-hmm. he gives it a try in two possessions and then immediately ditches it, and then you also think the Bucs are going to win tonight by like 10,
mm-hmm.
I would play that over? Because
okay.
all the Bears are going to do then is
just throw.
Ball.
It's throw. And Demetrio 3, I hope I'm saying that right, is mad that we didn't mention him, so I'll mention him. He likes Tampa Bay -3.5, even though he's a diehard Bears with a Z fan.
Okay, and also Demetrio, he says, enough with the USC love. Nothing
so
since
West Coast bias.
Nothing since Reggie. Well, listen, you don't think a USC fan knows that they've accomplished nothing since Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart were there? Hey, you're not telling me anything new. There's nothing new there.
I love that.
Please. No, nobody hates their own team like I do. Clay Helton's the worst. All right, Bears pregame here on the Points Bet Sportsbook. Bleck and Abdallah with you. We will return in 2 minutes, and I have five things to look out for in tonight's game. That's coming up next in 2 minutes.
More football talk is near. The Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Continuing Bears coverage. Follow us on Twitter.
At ESPN 1000.
Follow us on Instagram.
At ESPN _Chicago.
And we have more Bears right now. The Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's the Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show. Bears and the Bucks on the lakefront. The Bears are 3-1. The Buccaneers are 3-1. And the playoffs started today. I know we're only through 4 weeks, but allow me to do this, Abdallah. If the playoffs were to start today, this would be a wild card matchup. Buccaneers and Bears. Right now, the Bears would be the 6th seed. The Bucks would be that 3 seed as they would face off in the playoffs. And Tom Brady coming to town, and this Bears team looking to bounce back after a tough loss to the Colts on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be a tough order for this Bears team. You've got the number one team in DVOA. You've got a team that only allows 64 rushing yards per game. You've got a team that is humming on all cylinders except for their special teams, but neither are the Bears. You've got, you know, the greatest quarterback ever coming in here in Tom Brady, a team that he's never lost to, a quarterback that he did lose to, but a team that he's never lost to, and a team that really needs a win. It's hard to say that a 3-1 team needs a win, but this team needs a win where they look like a complete football team.
You want four quarters, and you want them to play well, efficient on offense. You want them to run the ball. You want to see Nick Foles, you know, put up some points.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing. If you're a Bears fan and you are one of those who looked at the Nagy offense the last couple of years and you said, yeah, it might be a good offense, but that quarterback it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he finally got the quarterback. The head coach finally has the quarterback that he hand-selected. Now let's see them put some points on the board, because I think that's what we all need. I have five keys heading into this game that we're going to look at in just a moment. But first, let's go to Josh in Idaho, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Josh? What do you think of tonight's game?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. And you play your cards right, I'll be your official potato guy as well.
All right.
Any
kind? Can I get sweet or regular? Or just regular?
Well, it depends. Do you know the difference between Hall and Oates yet?
Do I know the difference between Hall and Oates?
The singers?
Yeah, do you not remember Hall and Oates? Never mind. That was about 6 months ago. Anyway.
I'm Oates.
You know we dressed up as them.
We dressed up as Hall and Oates for Halloween. I was Oates.
Yeah, the Hall and Oates, and yet you couldn't depict. But anyhow, listen, I think the person who, I mean, and this is just my personal opinion, that it doesn't really, I think Nick can play okay. I think anybody on the offense can play okay, because we all know that Nagy's going to call the game however he's going to call it, probably rush only maybe 5 attempts the whole game. Who knows? But the one person that I feel that can change the game is Robert Quinn. Because if he plays well, everyone else on that defense is going to benefit from it, especially Khalil. I think if Robert Quinn shows up, Khalil's going to have an unbelievable game. And call me crazy, but I think Eddie Jackson has been balling out, aside from maybe, I don't know, one or two missed tackles. The interception that he had, that he ran back for a touchdown, to me, it just reminded me exactly of the play that Malcolm Butler made in the Super Bowl, but yet he got the defensive pass interference called on him. Anyway, I don't know. Sorry, I've been running up and downstairs here.
Yeah, but, no, you're good, Josh.
I just think that if Robert Quinn actually shows up and plays like he's paid, everything else falls into place. I think Kyle Fuller's been, you know, everyone's going to get touches. Akeem's been, at this point, I miss Eddie Goldman more than anybody. Because at least then we had a run stopper in the middle. But I think they're going to run the ball all over us. And it's going to take our pass rush to actually get the ball back, to get more possessions than they get in order for us to get a win. But I do believe that we do get a win tonight.
Thanks for the call, Josh. We appreciate it. Call again. All right, man.
Thanks, guys. Hey, sorry for calling you out, Abdullah.
I'm just glad that we have a potato hookup now.
Yeah, I need those fries.
Who doesn't? I love potatoes.
Hash browns, fries. What else can you make with potatoes?
Tater tots.
Tater tots. Yeah.
Of course.
What do they call the breakfast thing?
Bake a potato.
What's the breakfast thing you make?
Hash browns.
Skillet.
We already talked about them.
You get put a skillet. No, you put the skillet. You put the potatoes in the skillet.
I have 5 keys to the game. Just thought we would just kind of move along here. Yep. Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, walking you into Bears coverage tonight. The Bears and the Bucks on the lakefront, and we're looking for the Bears to bounce back. Here are the 5 things I'm looking forward to from the Bears tonight. Okay, number 1, balance on offense. Run the football. I know Tampa Bay is the second best defense against the run, but Abdallah, we have talked about this, that the key to a good offense is balance and being able to run the football. And against the Colts, the Bears lose that game 19-11. The Colts ran the ball 38 times. The Bears ran it 16. And if you go through the 14 games Matt Nagy has lost as Bears head coach, 10 of those games, 10 of the 14, the team that beat the Bears ran the ball more than the Chicago Bears did. And in fact, the 4 games that the Bears lost where they actually had more attempts than their opponent, they only lost those games by 13 points combined. Those 4 games, they only lost by 13 points combined. My point of all of this is that if you run the football and you have a balanced offense, the game will at least be close. You may not win every game, but you will be close. And I think the one thing we've started to see in this season, a trend to kind of keep your eye on, is have you noticed when the Bears are not playing well, how immediately the score starts to balloon in the wrong direction, right? Because they're not running the football. Mm-hmm. So immediately things are starting to pile on and avalanche against the Bears, and they're losing. The Colts game was never really close, even though the score appears it was. But, you know, you're down big against the Lions. You're down big against the Falcons. You were able to come back and win those football games. You can't do that every week in the NFL. So give us a balanced offense tonight. That's number one.
Even if it doesn't work, don't abandon the run.
Don't abandon the run
halfway through the first quarter when the first 2 drives don't work out.
Keep running. Number 2, 5 things to look forward to in tonight's game. Get after Brady. The Bears are 20th in sacks per game on defense. We need Robert Quinn, like our last caller just said. We need Khalil Mack. We need Akeem Hicks. We need Roquan Smith to get into the backfield and get after Tom Brady. Why, Abdallah? Because the stats that you have on your notepad tell us that Tom Brady is no good.
I wrote it down.
When there is pressure in his face.
Tom Brady has a 2.5 QBR when pressured. That is second worst in the NFL. He becomes immortal. He becomes a bad quarterback. He becomes the second worst quarterback in the NFL when he's pressured. When he's not, he's like 17th with a 75.7 QBR. You have to get to Tom Brady.
Number 3, 5 things I'm looking forward to in tonight's Bears game. Bears and Bucks in week 5 of the NFL Thursday Night Football. Number 3. A number 2 wide receiver. Will you please step up? Allen Robinson cannot do it alone. He has been fantastic to this point in the season. I see Darnell Mooney with his 5 receptions for 50 yards last week. Anthony Miller with 3 receptions on 5 targets for 16 yards. We need Ted Ginn. He was targeted twice last week for 11 yards. I mean, listen, we need a second wide receiver to step up to help Nick Foles out, to help Allen Robinson out, and to move the football down the field. Can we get a number 2 wide receiver to step up? Mooney, Miller, Ginn, somebody. Can we get that tonight?
Just hold on to the football. Hold on to it. Catch it. Catch it. Hold on to it. Don't let it go through your hands.
Well, listen,
come on, Anthony Miller.
My thing with Anthony Miller is this. He is one hell of a TikTok dancer. He's got all the little moves for a first down going.
He's a wiggler?
He's got all the first down. A wiggle boy? Isn't that what it is? What is El Prez called them?
He's a wiggler.
Wigglers?
Yeah.
You know, like all the TikTok moves are there. I get it. It's cool. You catch a pass and then immediately you're doing a little dance. Let's catch a few.
Yeah.
Be like Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson's not dancing after 7 receptions. Okay. Can we get that, please? Can someone catch some footballs as the number 2 wide receiver? 5 things I'm looking forward to in this Bears game. 5 keys. Number 4, which special teams unit will play better?
The one that's 35th or 25th or the one that's 30th?
That's exactly the stat I'm going to go to. Football Outsiders DVOA stats rank the special teams units with these two teams. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 25th in the NFL. The Chicago Bears are 30th in the NFL. I get it. Patterson is a former Pro Bowl player, all-pro player as a returner. If it's not there, don't force it. Take the touchback, and we got to make kicks tonight. Which special teams unit will play better?
I hope it's the Bears, but I mean, that means, look, I think that you have to use Cordell Patterson in special teams and use him less as a running back, so hopefully that takes something off of his plate and he performs better on special teams.
Number five. The things I'm looking forward to in tonight's game. Nick Foles needs to play well. He just can't be okay. All right? He needs to be a good quarterback for the Bears to beat the Bucs. Stretch the field. Stand in there. Move the ball around. Get it to your second wide receiver. Hit Allen Robinson. Hopefully Allen Robinson has a big night tonight. But Nick Foles can't just be coming along with the offense. He needs to play well tonight for the Bears to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, and that goes into, you know, your first key of running the ball. It goes into getting to Tom Brady and you know, having your defense put you in a good position, in good field position, you know, success in the red zone. That all goes into it. Running the ball, everything. In order for the Bears to have success, they need to play a full 4 quarters against this Bucs team, who's one of the best in the NFL. And I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if they're capable of it. But they have the talent. They just have to put it together.
So those are the 5 things I'm looking forward to with this Bears team heading into this game. Bucs and Bears, I have the Bucs winning tonight, 24-20. I think that at the end of the day, the Bucs will have a better defensive effort where they're going to be able to stop the Bears' run game. And I don't trust that Matt Nagy will stick to the run plan. And I don't trust that he'll keep it balanced and get a Montgomery in there enough to make a difference in this game where the Bears come out on top.
I am less optimistic than you. I have this Bears 20 or Bucks 24, Bears 10. So only one touchdown for the offense, maybe a field goal, and then the Bucks take over.
I hope we're wrong. We talk to
absolutely
the Fat Jack coming up next. He gets us our plays for the weekend every Thursday night at 7:15. He comes up next.
The Points Bet Sportsbook pregame show with Fred Huebner and Brian Hanlon. Back soon. Bet on it. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Black and Abdallah here with you on ESPN 1000. Bears and Bucks about to kick off at Soldier Field in just a couple minutes. As Abdallah, we head towards week 5 in the NFL. I'm ready to gamble.
Yeah, let's do it. Starts tonight.
As we talk to our friend, the Fat Jack, let's go to Jack now and need help betting the games against the spread. The NFL, college football, NBA, MLB, UFC. Every result tracked and verified daily, weekly, monthly, and season packages are available. Go to fatjacksports.com, call 800-298-1383, or follow him on Twitter at the Fat Jack. And Jack, on Monday night, I was with you. Packers and Chiefs, and those were winners that you gave out.
Yeah, you know, we have a really good week since we talked last. We're on a 13-2-2 run in the NBA playoffs, so up a bunch of money there. Everybody who signed up got the Preakness winner for free. We actually had the four to win the Preakness at 11-1. That went out to everybody for free. The bases are up four games since we talked last. Those are free. And then the football, we swept on Sunday. We were 2-0 Monday, and very, very strong going into this weekend. So excited about this week. October's typically really, really profitable anyway, but it's always nice to start deep, deep into profit when you're heading into October. So I know the Bears friends are looking for a win, but if you want to know who's going to win versus the number, definitely go to FatJackSports.com.
Yeah, I was going to say this game kicks off in about 2 minutes here. Can you give our listeners something, whether it's the total or maybe a way to lean in the spread, maybe a prop bet before this one kicks off here?
Yeah, if you have a second, play the under. That's the best play in the game. And my clients all got that. You'll see that game post, that number posted all at FatJackSports.com under the results tab about third quarter. I'll put that up. So if you're listening to the show, that's a little bit of where we're heading tonight. I can make a case either way. You know, my problem here is that I think that the Bears are going to play better with Foles than they certainly played with Trubisky. And I think another start will help him. But all of the trends say Tampa here. I mean, the Bears have been horrible against the number no matter how you look at it. They're 4-11-1 against the spread a last 16 on Thursday night. They're 1-8 against the spread their last nine after a loss. And they're 4-12 against the spread their last 16 overall. Translation, you want to own a sports book in Chicago right now because the Bears fans are loyal. My wife's up there right now, and she says there are Bears uniform or Bears jerseys everywhere. And I know those people like to play the home team, but it has been a good way to lose money over the last, you know, even up to 16 games. So I think that the Bears have some value here. I also like the under, which leads me toward the Bears. Anytime you look under, you're going to look underdog in the game. And I think that Brady will be exposed against better defenses. The Bears haven't been a better defense this year. They're 25th in the league on yards gained, and 24th in yards gained, 25th in points scored. So they're going to need to play better, clearly. But I think they'll get some pressure on Brady, cause some mistakes. I feel like this is a Bears night, even though all the trends say otherwise. But under's the best play in the game.
We're talking gambling with the Fat Jack with Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. And Jack, you mentioned obviously the hot start to October. And I know last week on the show, you were letting our listeners in on the difference between betting the NFL before you get to October and then how the sharps can, and like yourself, you can really take advantage when we get into the month of October. What should our listeners be looking for when we look at all these spreads each week throughout the month of October going forward?
Yeah, there was a little more of a learning curve this year because of COVID and no fans and the late travel and all that kind of stuff. So it took a little bit longer for sharps, you know, for guys that typically win betting these games to get going. But I think last week was a pretty big week for most everybody that knows what they're doing. It was not that difficult of a week. Sunday, like I said, we swept the board Sunday with the selections too. So it wasn't like just Monday. But when you're looking at these things, you want to pay less attention to what you saw last week. All right, that's what everybody that loses does. They look in the rearview mirror and say, well, that happened last week. It's going to definitely happen this week. That is not how you make money betting on sports. You have to pay attention to what's going on within the games, but you undervalue what you saw just 7 days ago because Vegas has TV sets also. All the sports books around the country have sports books. So look for teams that typically will show up and play good in this type of spot, either historically or you just know the makeup of their team will be better than what the general public believes. Cincinnati going to Baltimore. Look at that one. I've talked about Lamar Jackson taking a step back literally every week on this show, I think. Certainly the first couple of weeks of the season, we talked about that. And he's done exactly that. He has not played that well this year. People think he will bust out this week. But the reality is Cincinnati's 5-1 against the spread, their last six at Baltimore. And Baltimore games, four of their last five overall have gone under. Translation, they're figuring out how to defend Lamar Jackson. And so they're not scoring as many points. And like I said, we're not talking about Cincy going in and pulling the upset. They're getting well over double digits, up to two touchdowns in this spot. And we talked about this a bunch. Double-digit wins in the NFL, teams that win by double digit, it's less than 6% of the time you'll have a team beat another team by more than 10 points. So there's a lot of parity in the league. Take advantage of that. If people get more information, they don't know how to value it correctly. So this is a classic spot where everybody's going to jump on Baltimore because it's a better team, but Cincinnati probably gets the money there.
This is something that's new to all of us, Jack, whereas, you know, the league is moving games around due to COVID-19 positive tests. How are you approaching these games where you look at a team like the Chiefs that was going to play three games in 11 days, and now their game gets moved from Thursday night to Sunday night, so they're going to have the normal amount of time, and the team that they were going to play, who was going to have fresh legs, is now playing on Tuesday night in the Bills, and now they're going to be playing next Sunday. So how are you looking at these games that get moved in an environment where no one has really had time to, you know, look at this from a handicapping perspective?
Yeah, you have to be patient, first of all. You can't jump out, and unless you find out information as far as who has COVID or injuries and stuff ahead of time. And that's more in college football because they're pretty much pressing on unless it's a bunch of players. But in the NFL, be patient. Let the general public push the line because most of the time they're going to push it away from where it should go. You talk about Kansas City. At this point in the year, you're either playing Kansas City or you're not playing the game. All right, this is the team that absolutely just been a freight train versus the number. I mean, 5-0 their last five at home, 5-0 in the series. They go back 12-1. The Charger game was the only game they haven't covered going back to December. So this is a team that if you're wanting to bet against, don't. All right, stay out of the way until because they're outperforming the market. They're a little bit like New England was a couple years ago. New England just generally outperforms the market no matter how many points you make them give up, at least under Brady. So definitely stay away from that game. And the key is, you got to wait. If they're going to push the game till Tuesday, it's most of the time going to create value. We kill Monday nights and Thursday nights typically because there's fewer games to bet on, and gamblers want to gamble. So guys want to bet. They're going to bet. They don't know anything. And so let them bet. Let them move the number away from where it's supposed to go and take advantage of that.
Jack, I felt that gambling MLB the last couple of days. Absolutely. We're talking with the Fat Jack. Go to fatjacksports.com. I wanted to ask you one college game because we finally have a juicy college matchup on Saturday night. Two top 10 teams facing off, Miami and Clemson. Is there a way we should play this matchup?
Yeah, baseball could be a fickle mistress, I'll tell you. I mean, I've got a couple of gamblers out there that give me their selections, and they've been killing them. And then, you know, you line up today, we play the Marlins. It's free, so nobody has to pay for these, so that's a good thing. Play the Marlins, and they just get smoked. So, I mean, you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't know what you're doing in bases, for sure. Here's the deal. I don't know that the line's going to matter, and you heard it here first. I predicted before the season that Iowa State would win the Big 12, and at the time, everybody said I was an idiot. I also had Milwaukee to not make the finals when they went into the bubble. Everybody called me crazy. I don't know that the line matters here. Either Clemson blows out Miami, Florida, or I think Miami could win. The quarterback down there is the real deal. All right, they are confident. They are much more put together. They have very good athletes. They can compete athletically against Clemson. And Clemson has not been tested this year. Britt Venables, by the way, I know him from his days in Oklahoma, great coach, great guy. And he would be the first to admit they have not been as disciplined this year as they have in years past. So I think Miami keeps this thing very close, and it was not going to surprise me if they win the game. They're 15-6 to the under on the road. They go on the road. They don't score a lot of points. They keep it ugly, and they sustain some drives. So I'm not saying this is the upset alert of the year. I'm just not sure the points matter. So I think we're going to find a lot about these two teams. And Miami's very, very dangerous, especially with their quarterback. I lean toward them plus the points, and I don't think the points matter either. Clemson blows them out, and that looks like a foolish pick, or Miami wins straight up. So a good game to watch, not the best one to bet on.
Thank you, Jack. Good luck, and we will talk to you next Thursday night at 7:15.
Yeah, $379 gets you everything through Halloween. That's less than $100 a week. Everybody gets the same picks. They're texted to your cell phone or emailed to you, and they will win you money. We're having a very, very good run right now. We're going to have a huge October. Join us at FatJackSports.com.
Absolutely. Go to the website, FatJackSports.com. Call 800-298-1383. Need help betting the games against the spread, the NFL, college football, NBA, MLB, and UFC. Every result tracked and verified, daily, weekly, monthly, and seasonal packages are all available. Follow him on Twitter at the Fat Jack. So that's the Fat Jack, and that's it for us tonight. Abdallah, we will head on out, and we will be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 1000, recapping the Bears. And we'll be back at 2 o'clock with Waddle and Sylvie with all of your Bears coverage tomorrow after the game.
And make sure you check out the post-game show right after the game with Jeff Meller and Howard Griffith. They will be here taking all of your phone calls, angry or happy, after the Bears game. And then check out Cap and Jay Hood bright and early at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Black and Abdallah, thank you to Eric Ostrowski. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Chicago's home for sports, talking Bears football.
Back with more Bears insights after a timeout.
ESPN 1000.